Before we begin, this is for the person who has done everything right. You've built the career, you became dependable, you created the life you were supposed to want. And maybe, quietly, you've asked yourself, is this it? Not because you're ungrateful and not because anything is wrong, but because something doesn't feel alive anymore. You might notice it in small ways, the tight jaw, the restless sleep, that subtle sense that you're moving through your days instead of actually living them. That feeling isn't failure, friend. It's what happens when you outgrow a life shaped by expectations you never consciously chose. At 5-Year U, we help successful people step back into agency safely. Not by blowing up your life and not by making dramatic changes, but by creating intentional shifts that actually fit who you are now. And if you're curious whether this is something that could support you, we offer a complimentary clarity call. It's not a sales call. There's no pressure. It's simply a space to explore where you are, what's shifted, and whether working together with us makes sense. If something in you is leaning towards that conversation, you can book one at 5yearu.com. Now let's begin with the show.
Welcome to the 5-Year U podcast, a show dedicated to helping you become the best version of yourself one day at a time. I'm Andrew.
And I'm Kat, and we promise to keep it raw, real, and relatable.
Are you ready to grow?
Five Tribe, have you ever had a moment where you see someone else winning and instead of feeling good, you feel off? Or have you ever had a friend that starts treating you weird? Suddenly they're a little passive aggressive, colder, just a little distant. Today's episode is called How to Handle Jealousy, and we're going to tackle it from both sides. I'm Andrew, and with me always is Kat. How are you doing today, Kat?
I'm doing really good. How are you?
I'm doing good. This is, I got to be honest, when you came up with this topic, it struck a nerve, and it's because It's a really touchy topic because I don't think a lot of us want to look at the bad feelings. And jealousy is typically labeled as a bad feeling. And after I got over my discomfort of it, I really started to embrace it. I'm like, this is going to be a really good episode because I think it's going to be really a good exploration of it. And coming at things from both sides is just such a good way to do this.
Yeah, I think if we can all sort of step outside of it and step outside of word connotations and things like that, you know, we've talked about emotions a lot. And the interesting thing about emotions is there really aren't quote unquote good and bad emotions. They're just emotions, right? And some maybe feel better inside than others, but they're all information. And so if you can get past the idea that being jealous is a quote unquote bad thing, then you can see it for what it really is, which is just information. If you are having jealous feelings towards someone else, that's information about the things that you want. If you feel like someone is jealous of you, it says more about them than it does about you. And jealousy as a feeling, as a concept, is as old as humans themselves. This is a biblical. I mean, jealousy, those emotions are a part of being human. And if we don't demonize it, then we can learn from it, which I think is a really interesting thing to do.
Yeah, I like the idea that there are no bad emotions. There's just information. And allowing yourself to feel jealousy is actually a healthy thing. And it's giving you a lot of feedback. I think most of us just don't know how to look at that feedback when we're experiencing it. So when we think about jealousy, I think the first thing is you're not a bad person for feeling it. You're just an honest person. You are having an emotional experience that all humans have. Like Catherine said, it goes back to, you know, early biblical times. I mean, the Cain and Abel thing was the first thing that came to my mind, which is really, really early on in the stories. And there is just this natural thing that happens. It is information. Often that information is pointing you towards something that you want in life. And that's kind of the hard one sometimes to take in, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I say we break this into two big sections. Let's talk about when you feel jealousy, and then we'll talk about how to handle if you suspect other people are jealous of you.
Okay. That sounds good. So you're not really, I think that's a great idea. When you're jealous of them, you're reacting to what they represent. So if somebody has something that you don't have and you get angry or upset or jealous, there is an emotional response coming to you that is showing an internal frustration often within yourself of something that you believe you're capable of, but haven't yet achieved, or are feeling you are unable to achieve it for whatever reason.
Yeah. So if you see someone who's super confident and like speaking on stage and you feel jealous, like maybe you're jealous of the fact that they have freedom or the fact that they can, you know, get up there and have the energy to do that. Or if you, you know, see someone interacting with their spouse and they're interacting in a really loving way and you feel jealous, that is an internal signal to you that you are craving connection. You are craving vulnerability, or maybe, you know, wishing that maybe your partner was more outwardly affectionate or something like that. It kind of points you to the things that you really value.
Yeah. And if you're seeing that success in someone, you just are likely wanting that lifestyle and you haven't really thought past that. And I'm going to say, like, when you have those thoughts, it's just jealousy is revealing you your desire. It's not a deficiency. It's showing you, like, look, you want this relationship. You want this emotional state. You want this lifestyle. You want happiness. You want the thing that they have. And I think it's kind of funny because as I'm saying this, I can think of times where I've been in a bad mood when I was younger and it's like, oh, he's a happy idiot. It's kind of like the old like teenage thinking of it. And that's what made me smile. I'm like, wow, I would just love to go slap myself again when I was that age.
So but no, the key is to not feel the shame about it, because like if you feel bad about having jealous feelings, right, that just leads to avoidance and you can't get to the core of the issue. Yeah. I find what's so interesting, especially when we help people in our coaching practice with wealth abundance, is you'll see a lot of people make negative comments about people who are outwardly wealthy. So Ferrari cuts you off. You're like, oh, that rich a-hole just cut me off. And like, maybe we grew up hearing things like that. And your brain attaches wealthy people or people who have fast cars or whatever are jerks. And your brain is not going to allow you to become something that you don't like. And so that's why noticing these things and noticing when you feel angry or frustrated or all of these things is a signal. And it is worthy of taking the time to really investigate, because like I said, you won't become something that your brain thinks is bad. And so you have to, if you want those things, you have to start adjusting your perspective.
Yeah. So I'm going to do like a couple of things for the listener to just fill in the blank. So I'm going to say a statement. You come up with the first thing that comes to mind. You can do this anywhere you are. So rich people are. Happy people are. Just notice what's coming up. Successful people are. Good people are. Good-looking people are. Bad people are. Now, when you start doing those different ones, I had things come up, I'm sure you did too, mm-hmm. Dear listener, Catherine. Yeah, you're nodding your head. And this is so telling, because if any of those were like, good people are simple, is, you know, one that I've heard before, and rich people are bad, is greedy, all those things, your brain is not going to let you get to that place until you reconcile the fact that it's probably a mislabel in your brain and you need to switch that label around. Otherwise, you're just going to stay jealous and you're going to stay in that loop forever. You will think rich people are the worst, and you're going to think, why can't I get rich? Well, yeah, you don't want to be the worst. That's just it.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting that came out. This was a new one for me when you said happy people are. My brain instantly went lucky.
Ooh, I like that.
I was like, oh, that's fascinating. Do I think I'm lucky? Do I think I'm happy? So I'll have to investigate that one a little bit. So well, I didn't
we're going to dive into that after the show. Yeah.
Happy people are lucky. They're lucky, but it's not luck. But that was the very first thing that popped in. So interesting. That's why I love talking about this stuff. It's so fascinating.
Yeah. Those kind of statements can really uncover some layers that you're like, wow, I never thought, you know, of good people this way or bad people this way. And, you know, even if the bad people one are, if you say like bad people are doing their best, do you label yourself as a bad person who's doing their best? Depending on maybe what you saw as a good person. Everybody's got their own kind of makeup on this. And it really is fascinating. When we're having those jealousies, I think it's really important to just talk about what people do wrong. And you alluded to this earlier, and it's like you try to suppress it.
Yeah.
And if there's anything we've discovered for ourselves and for countless other people, is that when you suppress it, it doesn't go away. It just sits in your body and it comes out in a different way later on. And it can be passive aggressiveness. It can be resentment. It can be hate. It can just be pure anger. Mm-hmm. The first thing you need to do is not to suppress it, is just acknowledge it. You don't have to even feel it. Just let yourself acknowledge that you're having this moment.
Yeah. And I think another healthy thing to work on is to avoid criticizing the other people. So often we put people down or we may verbally criticize them. I see people doing this a lot, like in front of their children and things like that. Like they put down other people to make themselves feel better. But again, all that really reveals is, you know, some self-worth issues. And then your kids can soak that in and then we have a repetitive problem, right? So trying to make sure that you're sort of monitoring your thoughts on it, but also your words and how you refer to these people that you might, you know, wish you had a life similar to theirs.
Yeah. So if you're having somebody that gets a car, let's say, and your first thought is must be nice. And it's not the, oh, that's so nice. It's a must be nice kind of jealousy feeling. Why are you feeling that? Why is that the first thing that comes to mind? Why can't you be happy for someone else? Do you think being happy for someone else means that you can't be happy for yourself? What is the untangling that needs to happen there? If you ignore the signal, you're missing the direction that your body is trying to point you towards. And it's only when we can start clearing up this kind of proverbial dumpster fire garbage in our garage that we can start
that
to
bad,
move
huh?
forward. Well, yeah, it is because most of us aren't aware that the stuff that we are criticizing and condemning is actually the stuff that we want. And we stay stuck and we stay angry and unhappy in our lives. And it's only when we can finally get out there and go, holy crap, I want this. And I'm just jealous. And I'm jealous because of these reasons. Now I can work on it. Now I get to take a step forward instead of walking around in the circle that I've been walking around in my whole life. So yeah, it's a dumpster fire. I'm gonna stick with that metaphor.
That's cool. Wasn't judging it. You have your dumpster fire. So to wrap up this like part one, these are some questions you can ask yourself. We always say on this show, gotta have self-awareness. That's the first step. So see if you can ask yourself the hard questions. I challenge you, dear listeners, that when these things come up, when these negative phrases come up, what exactly are you jealous of? You might not even realize it's jealousy. It might just be frustration, but the jealousy is underneath it, right? And like, what does that mean for you? And then ask yourself, you know, what would it look like for me to reframe this, for me to move forward from this way of thinking? And what would that look like?
I love that. I love that. It's just that shift from comparison to possibility. I love that idea. All right. So now it's kind of it's a more interesting thing. We know what jealousy feels like when it's inside of us. We might want to deny it or ignore it, but we're not going to do that anymore because we've listened to so far in the show. But what about when people are jealous of you?
Yeah, I think it's interesting because maybe this will be enlightening for some people because we all have those people in our lives who like, we don't understand why they're not being nice. Like, oh, why is this mom so nice to all the other moms? But every time I'm there, she's like distant or cold, or there's like a backhanded compliment, like, what did I ever do to her? Right? Or something like that. I think we have friends like this. We have family members like this. You know, why are some of my family members like happy and proud of me? And then why does this other family member just like put me down or make light of my accomplishments or whatever it is? And I think we often look at ourselves like, what's wrong with me when that happens? But the signs, those are signs of jealousy in other people of you.
Yeah. That's exactly it. They're reacting to a state of jealousy inside of themselves. And when you can see it as that, you're more likely to give up on the idea of thinking about them constantly. Because I think that's one of the things that I know I did. It sounds like you did it too, where, you know, every mom might like you, but the one that doesn't because she's jealous of something inside of you, you are like going to ruminate on and you're going to do your best to be nicer to that person and try to quote unquote make them like you, which is probably going to have the opposite effect because they're just going to think, you know, this person's just blah, 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 because you're in their bad books and they're jealous of something about you already. It's just, these are the signs, right? There's passive aggressive comments, there's backhanded compliments, which I just always laugh at the term backhanded compliments because to me, it's, I just see the visual of like somebody like, you know, patting somebody's face and then like smacking them with the back of it. I really do think of it like that as a visual. There's that distance or coldness when you're doing well, and just, you know, lack of support or subtle negativity, like people who are coming at you and just going, you know, you know it. You know when they're jealous of you because they are not liking you, and you can feel that in a room, or you can feel it sometimes miles away. You have something go well and they are not celebrating your success. Their first thought is, why can't that be me?
Yeah. So, but you don't often realize that that's what's happening, right? We're always going to look at ourselves and say, what did I do wrong? Did I mess up somewhere? But what's really happening when other people are jealous of you is you're basically shining a mirror on them, and they're feeling all the things that we talked about earlier. They're looking at you, your career, your family, your relationships, your friendships, and they're having a self-reflective moment, and they're saying, ugh, like, why don't I have that? Or why does he or she get to have it and I don't? Or whatever it is. It has nothing to do with your self-worth. It has everything to do with their view of themselves and their belief that they should be further along than they are in a different situation or scenario.
Yeah. And this will show up in different areas of your life. It can show up, you know, if you lose a little bit of weight and somebody says to you, oh, you're so thin, and it's not a compliment, like you're a rail, you're not eating enough, you're doing all these things. It can show up as, you know, when you get the promotion and the person comes in and it's like, must be nice, as one that I seem to have heard a lot in my life. I think one of the most painful ones is that when you actually need support with something, and like you know, you're at a position and you go to like a friend or a family member and you don't get the support that you need because they seem to think you have it all figured out and your life is perfect. Yeah. And they're just jealous of you for that.
Yeah, I think, of course, like this can be very painful. And we remind our coaching students all the time. What do you say? You're like, you can't get water from a rock, you know, like don't like stop going to get support from the places that have never given it to you. Yeah. We have to cultivate people in our life who are supportive and realize you're not doing anything wrong. It's not your fault that you like shine this mirror and make people self-reflective. I don't want anybody to dim their light to make other people more comfortable, right? I mean, it's good to stay grounded, to be polite and be kind and all of those things, but you are just yourself. And so you can't be anybody but that. And if it makes someone else uncomfortable unintentionally, and that's not your fault, right? It's impossible to like accommodate every person in the world. So you just be yourself, be a good person, and know that the right friends and the right support network will be drawn to you, and they'll be drawn to your energy level and your vibrations.
Yeah, exactly. You can only do what's right for you, and you can only just keep following your path in your journey. This is a quote that I actually can't attribute to, and it's not a great person to attribute it to, but because it's Bill Cosby. But the quote is basically, I don't know what the cure to happiness is, but I know the cure to unhappiness is trying to please everybody else. Not the greatest person for that, but the quote does actually have a good merit.
Bless
so the one
Andrew.
Time I can find a quote is the, like a terrible thing.
That's
but
what I was
you know,
say.
I did high five. This is terrible, but you know, move on.
That's what I was gonna say. Like if you've listened to our show for a while, Andrew can never remember who does the quotes. Like expect to have butchered quotes. Like we read this in a book somewhere. Don't know who it is, but the one time, fantastic. All right.
But it's his infamy that is why it is stuck in my brain. But it is true. Like, you know, if you try to make everybody else happy, you're surely gonna make yourself miserable. So
yeah. It's true.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, when we're talking about this is you shrinking down to somebody else's level serves no one. You know, like you are here to grow. You're here to expand. You're here to follow the path that is in front of you. People are invited to come along on the path. We say that all the time on the show. But you are not meant to sit with somebody on a bench because they don't feel like getting their butt up and walking. You're just not. You can have empathy for them. You can understand where they're coming from. But don't let somebody else's lack of growth stifle yours, because that is just, it's not what we're about. I don't believe that's why any of us are on this planet, is to, you know.
Exactly. So you keep doing what you're doing. if you feel jealous of someone, let that be a signal to you of maybe the things that you might actually want, or you might have some goals you might want to reach. And if you're noticing some negativity or passive aggressive comments from other people to you, it's okay for you to slow down that relationship. Not everyone deserves to get access to you. And certainly as you go through the growth process, just remember that you're never leaving anyone behind. They're always welcome to come along with you on the journey.
Yeah, exactly. To kind of tie this all together, jealousy is either showing you where to grow or showing you who's uncomfortable with your growth. That kind of sums it all up. I feel. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just use the knowledge that you've got from the show to kind of do the self-reflection when you have a jealous moment, and know when somebody else is jealous of you. It's not about you. You don't need to change. You don't need to shrink. You just need to keep doing what you're doing, but in doing that, you are setting a better example for them moving forward.
I love that. All right, Andrew, we've been sharing thrift finds because that's our shared joint hobby. And we're always sharing our thrift finds on our Instagram account under Mom's Got Money. You can view our podcast content under 5-Year You, but, you know, people with many interests. So have you had any good finds lately?
I did. And the find isn't something that I bought because I had no use for it. And I figured if I brought this home, you would just not be thrilled with it.
What is it?
It was a horse. No, I'm just kidding. It was a Frigidaire Professional above the, like, a range kind of microwave. And these things sell for, like, brand new, like $1,000. I think it was $50. It was still, like, brand new in the box. So I looked at it. I'm like, this looks amazing. Somebody is really going to benefit having this. And I even pointed it out to a few people as I was, like, walking out the thrift store, because you never know who might be able to use it. Like, this, it was such a good find. And I'm like, wow, sometimes, you know, it's not the one that got away by any means, because there was no purpose to get it. But that was a pretty cool one. How about you? What was yours?
Yeah, well, I'm always looking for sparkly things, as you know. And we've done a few videos on telling the difference between glass and crystal. But I found this super cool, like, Art Deco crystal bowl. And I'm always, like, taking my earrings off right before bed and just finding them strewn about the nightstand and stuff. So finally have a little cutie bowl for it. But, you know, Art Deco is my favorite time period for design. And I saw it from a mile away behind the glass at a thrift store. And I think I got it for like $12. So
that's nice. That's a good find. Definitely a good find. Cool. All right. I guess that brings us to our glimmers. What is the thing that's putting a smile on your face today?
Well, it's that you are coming to see me on Monday, and we're going to have some pretty nice weather this week. We're going to have some nice, warm springtime weather this week. And I am excited about that.
Me too. It's actually, we had a late spring winter storm up here in Winnipeg, and it's cold outside, and I am definitely craving warmth. So I get that.
That's funny.
My glimmer actually was kind of interesting. I was just needing some confirmation on a few things in life. And I said to my guides, show me an eagle. Now, I have eagles eagles, my spiritual animal, and I love it. But I wanted to see a real one. And they are around here. So like everything, you ask to see something, then you actively go try to find it. And that never works. Like, I know there's like an eagle's nest. I drove by it. No eagle there. There was actually a goose at the top of this tree where they usually are. And I'm like, wow, you're goosing me right now. Okay, I'm just going to leave
this. There was a goose on top of a tree. Is that what you just said?
Yes, I've never seen that before. And I'm like, because I actually stopped. I'm like, what am I seeing right now? And it was
a
goose.
That's wild.
I don't understand. I just kind of thought, like, okay, universe, you're having some fun with me right now. Cool. Anyway, so I'm sitting here talking with you a couple of days ago, and I look over, and right as I look over at my window, a bald eagle flies right by in all its majestic glory. And I'm like, oh, that is just so cool. I had stopped thinking about it. I let it go. And often when you do that, that's when the universe steps in, and it's like, oh, good. You stopped pushing on the door the wrong way. Let us bring this in for you right now. So that's my thing. It's really cool to see them. I just love the birds are all back right now. But eagles are so cool for me to see.
That's awesome. I love that for you, babe.
Thanks. All right, dear listener, thank you again for listening, and we will see you next time.
Bye. Hey guys, quick disclaimer. We're podcasters on the internet. If you need to seek professional help, please go see your healthcare professional.